In today's episode, we're going to look at how to fall asleep as a dyslexic, and is it any different to the average person? Let's get into it. Okay, so I'm not sure if you're like me, but I struggle to get to sleep sometimes. Now, this might be just myself, but I thought it was worth expressing kind of how it works for me, because I'm sure some people out there would feel exactly the same. You know, if you've ever lay there for an hour to try and get to sleep, your mind is just thinking about everything. It's creating these massive worlds. It's looking at everything. It's delving into what's gone throughout the day. It can be tiring trying to get to sleep, which you'd think would be a good thing. But I know myself, like, I really struggle sometimes. I just can't turn my brain off. It's like my brain's actually excited to have some time with my eyes closed, it dark, and it can actually just go off into its own world. You know, I'm personally not someone who dreams much. That unless I'm really on the edge of sleep, I very rarely dream. But I do think a hell of a lot before I get to go to sleep. And what that leads to is it means I can be in bed for 30, 60, maybe an hour and a half where I just can't turn off. And I've tried a bunch of things over the years. And I thought I'd just share with everybody kind of what has added some value, what works, what doesn't work. I haven't completely nailed this one yet. So I'll be very open to any of my listeners' ideas. But a few things that have worked for me, and I'll get straight into it, to be honest, because I know it's important to move quickly with dyslexics. One is magnesium. So I currently take 2 magnesium pills, about 2,000 milligrams before bed. And I found that really relaxes my body. Magnesium's such an important thing for you as a human. And I found that's been very valuable. It kind of, if I've ever got a headache, it kind of takes that away. It's been a really good addition to my bedtime routine. So I make sure I take water to bed. I have a bit of water with that. Not too much water that I need to get up at night. But, you know, that's been one, I guess, physical thing I've done. In the past, I've also used peppermint tea. Before bed has been a great settler as well from a physical point of view. And just getting into that routine, and that's the real catch, is getting into that routine. It's so easy for routines to fall off. So my magnesium routine is strong at the moment. My tea routine is not as strong as I'd like it to be. So that's kind of the physical stuff. And I'm just going to really dig into the specifics of what I do. Now, I've tried a bunch of stuff, but what I have realized is I need to turn off from what's happening in life to something that's more, you know, just different. So there's a few things I do. I listen actually to talkback radio for 30 minutes when I get into bed. So I've actually made a realization in my head that, hey, it's going to take me a while to get to sleep. That's just how it works. Unless there's a special way that I'm unaware of at the moment. So, but I realize there has to be a kind of like a, what do we want to call it? A transition to sleep. So I need to basically start focusing on something that's not my life. So I talk back is pretty boring. It's interesting, but boring at the same time. So I can listen to that for 30 minutes. Kind of flips me from life mode to, you know, turning off mode. And I find that valuable as a bit of a flip. I also listen to the Calm app, which has sleep stories. If you haven't listened to a sleep story, it's basically a very calm calm story about something that's not overly interesting, but it's just a simple process. It just gets your mind thinking about something different. And again, it's the same concept. If I want to go to sleep quicker, I'll listen to a calm sleep story because it does work a bit quicker. They're usually about 20 minutes. But yeah, they're great for switching between busy life, solving the problems of the world and your life and sleep. So that's been real valuable. So those are the two things I listen to first. It's kind of like my entry point to sleep. The next thing I usually do And one thing, this has actually worked. So like I'm always very curious, being dyslexic, around my visual mind and what it can do to help me, you know, improve. Because, you know, you may as well use what you've been given. And what I've found is for a while I started practicing visualizing me going to sleep. And oddly, it kind of works. Like I can get really clear on visualizing myself. I kind of see myself in a cloud, or at first I was on the couch, the visualization. And I was really tired, and I literally kind of said to myself, God, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. My eyes are getting sleepy. It's like this, like I could close my eyes and say there's sandbags on my eyes, and I just can't even open them if I try. And I can actually kind of self-hypnotize myself, so I can't open my eyelids. It's quite cool. It's quite scary, but cool. So I can do that visually, which is really wicked. And so when I did that, I was like, okay, what else can I do? So I started visualizing myself yawning and stretching. And literally in the physical world, I start yawning, which is quite cool, which just shows you how much effect, if anything else, the visual mind has on what we do in the physical world. And so I start imagining that. And I try and imagine that for maybe 60 seconds. It doesn't have to be for a long time, but I start yawning a few times. And I honestly find that actually is probably the most effective tool I use, visualization, for falling asleep. It really does put me into that zone of starting to switch off, starting to yawn. It's kind of like triggering my mind to say, hey, I'm going to sleep now. And I find that when I remember to do it, don't always remember to do it, but when I want to sleep, that has been really effective. So give that a try tonight before you go to bed. If you don't try anything else, try the visualization of you yawning. You can put yourself wherever you feel comfortable. If you want to be laying in a cloud or on the couch, or maybe you're on a beach somewhere, who knows? But you're yawning, you're just so tired. Just really get visual on it, and you'll start to see yourself yawn. And it's really interesting. It's a great show of how the visual mind affects reality, and you could start exploring that in other parts of your life. And we will do that soon on the podcast. But hopefully that's added a little bit of value. It's given some people some ideas of how I fall asleep. If you do struggle with it, give it a try. If you've got any other fantastic ideas, make sure you get in touch with us at thetruthaboutdyslexia.com, or send me a message through the Anchor podcast app. Look forward to hearing from you. Have a fantastic week.